purpose, because it is the emblem of the work of the Creator. In it are united all the material elements that most fitly symbolize body and spirit. The stem represents the body, the juice the spirit, the fruit the union of body and spirit. Man's labor calls forth the latent qualities of the juice. The labor of the body develops through the knowledge thus acquired, the latent powers of the soul. Do not allow yourself to be discouraged by hostile criticism. You will have rancorous contradictors, especially among those whose interest it is to keep up existing abuses. You will have such even among spirits. For those who are not completely dematerialized often endeavor out of malice or ignorance to scatter abroad the seeds of doubt. Believe in God and go boldly forward. We shall be with you to sustain you on your way, and the time is at hand when the truth shall shine forth on all sides. The vanity of some men who imagine that they know everything and are bent on explaining everything in their own way will give rise to opposing opinions. But all who have in view the grand principle of Jesus will be united in the same love of goodness and in a bond of brotherhood that will embrace the entire world. Putting aside all vain disputes about words, they will devote their energies to matters of practical importance, in regard to which, whatever their doctrinal belief, the convictions of all who receive the communications of the higher spirits will be the same. Perseverance will render your labor fruitful. The pleasure you will feel in witnessing the spread of our doctrine and its right appreciation will be for you a rich reward, though perhaps rather in the future than in the present. Do not be troubled by the thorns and stones that the incredulous and the evil-minded will place in your path. Hold fast your confidence, for your confidence will ensure our help, and through it you will reach the goal. Remember that good spirits only give their aid to those who serve God with humility and disinterestedness. They disown all who use heavenly things as a stepping stone to earthly advancement, and withdraw from the proud and the ambitious. Pride and ambition are a barrier between man and God, for they blind man to the splendors of celestial existence, and God cannot employ the blind to make known the light. John the Evangelist, St. Augustine, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Louis, the Spirit of Truth, Socrates, Plato, Fenelon, Franklin, Swedenborg, etc., etc. Book First, Causes, Chapter 1, God. What is God? God is the Supreme Intelligence, first cause of all things. What is to be understood by infinity? That which has neither beginning nor end, the unknown, all that is unknown, is infinite. Can it be said that God is infinity? An incomplete definition. Poverty of human speech incompetent to define what transcends human intelligence. Proofs of the existence of God. What proof have we of the existence of God? The axiom which you apply in all your scientific researches: there is no effect without a cause. Search out the cause of whatever is not the work of man, and reason will furnish the answer to your question. To assure ourselves of the existence of God, we have only to look abroad on the works of creation. The universe exists, therefore it has a cause. To doubt the existence of God is to doubt that every effect has a cause, and to assume that something can have been made by nothing. What is to be inferred from the intuition of the existence of God, which may be said to be the common property of the human mind? That God exists, for whence could the human mind derive this intuition if it had no real basis? The inference to be drawn from the fact of this intuition is a corollary of